This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here for another week of understanding what's going on the farm, connections to family, and certainly to food. This is also the week when we have Dairy Month, and this week is National Egg Week. And one of the things that comes to me back from people who listen to the program, and you can always find me, Doug at DougSteffen.com, with the comments about what I talk about here, other things that I talk about in my other radio programs, but the focus on dairy. At first, when I started doing this program, I don't know, you go back to the podcast 4 or 5 years ago, it was mostly all about produce, because there seemed to be a lot of family farmers that were doing nothing but produce, because family farmers had gotten out of dairying. And then because I'm a dairy guy, I've been around cows all my life, people started saying, well, why don't you talk more about dairying? So I've spent a lot of time talking about dairying, and I'm happy to do that. As a matter of fact, I was looking at the winner, the supreme champion in Hordes Dairyman. There's an overview of the various breeds, and when they have the contests, who the big champions are. The Brown Swiss was the supreme champion, topping a Holstein in the division. The scores. The Hordes Dairyman Cow Judging Contest. I'm looking at this bag on this Brown Swiss man. Oof, what a cow. That's all I can say about that. Okay, so then people have been saying to me, well, you never talk about chickens. You never talk about hens. You never talk about the egg business. And so coincidentally, this week is National Egg Week. The eggs are finally, if you'll pardon the pun, breaking out of their shell. Hardy har har. Eggs. Remember when we were kids, we were told eggs were bad for us because there was too much cholesterol in them. The cholesterol content was too high, therefore you better stay away. Well, then in 2000, the American Heart Association changed their guidelines talking about eggs and how beneficial they were, and the health benefits seemed to outweigh the concerns. The American Heart Association says healthy adults can enjoy an egg a day and easily remain within their daily cholesterol limits. Good for protein, all kinds of things. Eggs only have 75 calories. Great for those who are trying to lose weight. And 7 grams of protein, that sort of thing. But who really thinks much about the egg, other than whether you cook it, boil it? I boil eggs to feed to my dog. I don't particularly like eggs, so I don't eat much. I don't like chicken much either, but I eat it, depending on where it comes from. Anyway, there are a lot of people who love scrambled eggs. I've been in and out of the egg thing, but when I think about people who have sunny-side-up eggs and soft-boiled eggs, it just turns me off. That's just me. It has nothing to do with being on the farm. I know that when you're asked, how do you like your eggs, if you're selling them by the dozen, you'd like them for $8 a dozen, please. Actually, there's some farmers around where I am that are getting more than $8 a dozen, and I think it's worth it, frankly. At any rate, we acknowledge the hen that lays the egg. Chickens don't lay eggs. Hens lay eggs. Chickens are meat. I'm sure there are probably people that'll argue with me about that, but that's the way I was brought up. So a little bit on the egg and egg month. As far as other things going on the family farm connected to food, fertilizer prices. I've really not talked about this on this program because there's so much conflicting information. I know the prices are going up, but I don't use commercial fertilizer on my farm, so I'm not quite up on it. But doing research for this program to bring you up to date on things, I thought it was important for us to recognize the fact that even though urea prices hit $935 a ton last year, last week the prices were down to $470 a ton. I can remember 25, 30 years ago when I used commercial fertilizers, I can remember as a kid going to pick it up, and it was $40 a ton, $30 a ton, $70 a ton. It wasn't that long ago I paid $120, $25 a ton. So, and I think, that was probably the last time I bought commercial fertilizer. I know, talking to my friends who use it, it was a couple of $100 a ton, but $935? Good God. Last week, prices down to $470 a ton, so they're going in the right direction. Since the end of March, the situation has improved itself. So putting it into perspective, is this a time to buy for next year? I don't know the answer to that. Josh Linville, who's the vice president of fertilizer at Stone X, says that today's prices look fantastic. And perhaps when you start looking around at what's going to happen, how much fertilizer, how much urea was used on corn this year, the prices are still high. But because the corn season is over, the demand that is planting, the demand is pretty much off or down. So from now until the end of the year, probably prices will be better. I guess the bottom line here is that in the next 5 months or so, you probably ought to get your, if you're using urea, you're using commercial fertilizer, you probably better be getting it put in your, whatever the warehouse is, whatever the barn, the shed, or whatever, but certainly not, because you won't know what next year is going to bring, so why wait, right? Isn't that the question? Why wait? Let's get it now, because the prices probably won't go down. Well, they might go down a little bit. Wait, he suggested, Mr. Linville suggested, that sometime in the next few months, certainly before November, you lay in what you need for next year. All right, there's some facts for people who are in the market for using that commercial fertilizer. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer now with a word, thinking about eggs as I just was and talking about how little there is in terms of calories. It's good to have the eggs around. If you're on a diet and you're trying to lose weight, there's a good way for you to do it. And by the way, how are you doing on your diet? Are you still working on it? You started beginning of the year, you've got COVID weight, you've got winter weight, and you need to be in good shape because there's a lot of activity this time of year necessary for people who are farming full-time, part-time, whether you've got a garden, whatever it is. Now's the time for you to support yourself, not only in the exciting weight loss success you've had, but keeping it off. That's even more exciting and easier to do using Kalotren, Kalotren. Go to toploss.com. Look at how hundreds of thousands of people have been supported in their journey to better health, losing weight, and keeping it off. I'm grateful that they chose me to tell their story 5 or 6 years ago, and it's still going strong. Matter of fact, after 25 years, the product is nothing but better, more available, and much more helpful. So if you want to lose weight and keep it off the natural way, this is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss year-round. Go to toploss.com, and right now, for this weekend only, you can have the unlimited buy 3 and get 3 free, or buy 30 and get 30 free. That's the deal as we head into Father's Day. Something to think about if you are trying to give your father a little help. He's lost some weight. Want to help him keep it off? Then get him some Kalotren. You'll find it at toploss.com. When you check out, you would use the code Doug or Doug Steffen, and therefore you would get free shipping and that unlimited supply as you need it, as you want it, and you can pay for it over time, too. They get a special privilege for those who want to buy a lot and pay for it over time. They'll explain that at toploss.com.
Kalotren is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools?
It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working off play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here to present Dr. Amital Cohen, who is with us to talk about her horticultural extension background. She's an agent with the University of Florida at their Institute for Food and Agricultural Sciences. Man, that's a mouthful, Dr. Cohen. Let's talk a little about what that all is and what the job does. What do you do to help farmers?
I love talking about extension and what I do. So every state in the U.S. has a land grant institution. These are federally funded universities that have extension programs that support farmers, commercial horticulture professionals, residential gardeners, and even youth development. So for example, the state of Florida, where I live and work, has University of Florida as our land grant institution, and the university has extension programs and staff. So people who work at these land grant institutions are called extension agents or advisors. And basically, they're the link between the university and the horticultural and agricultural community. So as an extension agent, I share research findings from the university to my community. And if my community comes back to me and has an issue or a research need, I actually relay that back to the university. My personal background is in insect biology. And so as an extension agent, I primarily help folks with pest and disease problems. And I also have a background with pollinators and bees as well.
All right. So you can't help us with the fact that the mosquito problem is worse this year than it has been for a while.
No, I can't help you with that. I am like really fascinated by mosquitoes, but I could just rant about them forever, so I won't.
Right. All right. That's good. We'll swat them as they come in and keep moving here. So I guess I'm curious. I always like to know more about the people who are involved in our conversations. You explained wonderfully well the land grant thing. Did you go to the University of Florida, or where did you go? Why did you get into this, and where did you get started?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So I went to UC Berkeley for my undergrad and then UC Santa Cruz for grad school. And when I was in school, I became really excited about agriculture. And I started taking every class I could about agriculture. And one of my instructors asked me if I wanted to start a beehive in my home. Really, he was just looking for places to put his own hives around the city because you can only have a certain number in each house. But I jumped at the chance, and I just became so obsessed with bees. I found them to be incredibly fascinating, and I decided this is actually what I want to do. I want to work with insects. I want to work with bees. I want to understand what's going on with their populations. Are they dying? And I just thought they were really beautiful creatures. And I also love honey as well. So who couldn't help loving bees?
That's right. Or the different kinds of honey. Some, they come from here in America. Some come from elsewhere. I found some interesting honey coming from Australia that recently has changed my taste, my palate, if you will, when it comes to honey. But you have a fascinating background. So let's dig into a little bit more of what you do with what you know. As we explain how these, I think the reason that I wanted you here is because you as a guest can help people understand what help they can get from folks like you in the various land grant institutions around the country. So we continue in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back on the American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Hamutal Cohen from Florida, although she didn't go to school in Florida. She's ended up settling there. Was that because you were telling us that you love bees and you're into research and stuff? Is the bee popular? What, I guess the curiosity I have, there's a lot of great there's a lot of great farming, beautiful farmland in a lot of places in Florida. Most people think of Florida as what's on the coasts. But if you go inland, I have spent a lot of time in Palm Beach County, or you go into the go up the Tamiami Trail, or Alligator Alley, some people call it. That part of Florida has fabulous farms and not much else. So maybe that's why, because there's so much farming there. Is that why you picked Florida? What was the reason to go to Florida?
Florida has amazing extension programs that are really renowned in the country, but there's an incredible amount of agricultural and horticultural diversity here. So usually when people think of Florida, they think of citrus. They think of oranges especially, but Florida actually provides a lot of different fruits and veggies for the country during times of year where it's hard to grow everywhere else. So we have watermelons, strawberries, you name it, it's also grown in Florida. And then now there's a really interesting movement in Florida to grow tropical fruits, avocados and lychees, especially as we see more and more problems with citrus production. So it's an exciting place to be. There's a lot of research and resources here when it comes to agriculture and horticulture. I work with a lot of commercial horticulture clients as well. And 80% of all houseplants in the U.S. actually come through Florida, through international trade that starts in Florida. And that means that a lot of invasive species, pests, and plants make their way into the U.S. through Florida. So that's another thing I'm really fascinated by. This is an amazing place to come learn about ecology, invasive species. There's so much plant diversity here, so many unique animals and plants. So. Yeah, I love Florida.
Yeah, I think that Florida has been misunderstood, if you will, or they've been. You're right about the citrus stuff. It seems that everybody thought that Florida was the citrus state. Frankly, this may be anathema to the people in Florida. I think California oranges taste better, at least this year, than Florida oranges. Maybe we could have a fight about about that. But I know a lot of other things that are grown there. Corn early in the season is great from northern Florida. And as you said, there are plenty of other things. So I'm curious as to, as you look at, how long have you actually been working in Florida? How long have you been doing this professionally?
Well, I've been working with insects for about 13 years, but I've only been in Florida for about 6 months. So I'm very new to Florida.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I was curious as to how your job has changed and whether you have to, somebody like you that's an independent researcher, someone who follows what is necessary, do you have to report to somebody, or is it just, okay, I'm going to work on this project this week and that project next month and whatever? How do you decide what you have to study?
So that's a really great question. Every extension agent is accountable to the community that they work in. So in Florida, for example, extension agents are assigned to a county. I'm stationed in Collier County. And the way that I'm held accountable to my community is I actually have an advisory board. So different leaders in my community come and help me develop my program. And 2 to 3 times a year, I bring them together and present to them what I'm doing. And I was hired specifically to work, for example, with pesticide licensing. So I'll present to them the advancements I've made with educating my local community about pesticides.
All right, let's hold it there. I want to ask you, I want to be more thorough with that because there's a lot of controversy about pesticides like there is fertilizer. What to use, how do you use the sort of the tried and true stuff that's been around for Monsanto, or do you come up with something that may be healthier? We'll get to that in a matter of moments as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer program. Dr. Hammertal Cohen is here with me. I'm Doug Steffens.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals, and during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday announced that a Department of Justice team of 9 people will review local law enforcement's response to the Uvalde school shooting last month. Local and state law enforcement officials in Texas have faced intense criticism from releasing misinformation to inaction during the heat of battle. The Senate unanimously passed legislation aimed at protecting Supreme Court justices. Now House Democrats are blocking the bipartisan bill, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
But House Democrats have spent weeks blocking the measure that passed here unanimously related to security for Supreme Court justices.
An attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice charge has been brought against Californian Nicholas John Rosk after he was stopped by law enforcement on his way to Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home in Maryland Wednesday morning with weapons and tools. His next court appearance is on June 22nd. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This week's Summit of the Americas should be a time the U.S. government gets together with its neighbors to find effective solutions to immigration and security challenges. Instead, as described by leftist Salvadorian outlet El Faro, the meeting is going to be another foreign policy and domestic catastrophe for the Biden administration. End quote. Four of the Latin American countries responsible for 90% of the immigration flow into the United States, Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, are not sending their leaders out of disrespect. Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell on the floor Wednesday is blaming Democrats for blocking legislation and not protecting justices at the Supreme Court.
This is common sense, non-controversial legislation that passed in this chamber, unanimously. But House Democrats have spent weeks blocking the measure that passed here unanimously related to security for Supreme Court justices. The House's Democrats have refused to take it up. Now look, Mr. President, that needs to change, and it needs to change right now. Right now. House Democrats must pass this bill, and they need to do it today. No more fiddling around with this. They need to pass it today.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
We'll be back into the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program. Trending from Florida, trending around the country, the situation with food, agriculture costs. This is on everybody's mind, as this program specializes in helping the family farmer, the small farmer. There are lots of questions. I was talking earlier in my news segment about the cost of fertilizer, and it's gone down a little, but it's still crazy. The prices are nuts, and the influences that cause that. And I think the same probably can be said for pesticides, although full disclosure, on my farm, which I always refer to, I send people who are listening to this program, want to see what goes on my farm, go to the website, or you can find me on Facebook, Eastleigh, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleighFarm.com. So I do not choose to use commercial industrial pesticides any more than I choose to use commercial industrial fertilizer. I have a compost operation on my farm, and I use that. It goes a long way. It doesn't cover all the ground I use. Probably this year I use 480, 490, close to 500 acres in hay. I'm going to grow a little bit of corn to feed my animals. And so I do have to confront issues of bugs, issues of things that would be if I let them go, you know, it would be kind of traumatic for the plants that I'm growing. But I don't use pesticides. So is there in the world that you live in a way to get away from having to go use the stuff that comes from Bayer and Dow and DuPont, so that people who, and I want not to say this sounding like I was a troublemaker, because I'm not trying to be, but I think using some of these pesticides is completely irresponsible, not good for the soil. So I guess I've made my statement. Tell me what you're working on and what you think.
Yeah, so one of the things that we really try to teach farmers about is a strategy called integrated pest management, or IPM. And what integrated pest management is, when you use a suite of tools to tackle pest problems, be they insect pests, weed pests, or plant pathogens. And this suite of tools includes things like cultural control. Those are cultivation practices like crop rotation or farm diversification. Mechanical control, that's like using traps. Biological control, that's when you can use natural enemies to control pests, like using ladybugs. And then chemical control, which is, you know, your classic kind of conventional pesticides. So when I talk about IPM with my community, what I usually say is that it's not anti-pesticide, but pesticides are considered a last resort and are always used responsibly and according to the label. And using a combination of different methods to control pests and to prevent pest problems from getting large in the first place is better for the environment, and it's better for people.
Well, I think there is, a lot to be said there. I don't know. I would love to have you come to my farm and tell me what to do, because I don't know that I make the right choices. That I feel like they're the right choices for me and the land, because some of the land, I was plowing a field the other day trying to get it ready for some corn, and it's been used over and over and over again, and the person that uses, we share the land, is not someone who has grown up on anything other than commercial fertilizer. So the commercial fertilizer gets added when the corn, let's say, or whatever it may be, pumpkins, it doesn't make any difference what it is. When it's planted, there's fertilizer that's injected into the soil to help make the plants grow, the plants. But it doesn't do anything for the soil. And so I've come across some acreage that's dead. The soil, you look, it won't even grow weeds. It's that dead. So if you were here with me, I told the guys to that were, I plow and come my guys harrow behind me. So I stopped because there's so much trash on this particular parcel. When I say trash, it's things that have been let to grow there, and they didn't survive. They died. So the coverage is all like dead hay, dead grasses, dead weeds. You know what I mean? Whereas the parts of the field that I plowed already have some life, because they're already growing things that obviously we don't want in the corn, but at least it's showing some life. So I wonder, right. And we've had soil tests done, and they basically say what I've just said. The soil is dead, D-E-A-D, dead. And that comes from too much pesticide application, as far as I'm concerned. I remember reporting on this program, Dr. Cohen, a few months ago, the story of an experiment that was, I think, somewhere in Pennsylvania, where on one side of the street, there was they used the regular commercial industrial pesticides, and the other side of the street, they used and fertilizers, and on the other side of the street, they used the stuff that is more organic. And the soil on the side of the street that was organic was rich in a lot of worms and things, microbes in it when they tested it. The stuff on the other side of the street, when you shoveled into it, it's like digging into clay, dead soil. So yeah. That's what we have here. What do we do about that sort of thing?
I think, you know, as farmers and land management and me as a researcher, we have a responsibility to steward our land, to build healthy soils, to support wildlife. But one thing that you mentioned is that it's really site specific. You have to know your environment. You have to know your soil, your fauna, your flora. And so as an extension agent, you know, I like to recommend practices that people can do, but it's going to differ from place to place. So I always recommend that folks connect with their local extension office to learn more about how they can do those practices. But for example, you know, one of the things I like to recommend is using cover crops. Cover crops are plants that slow erosion, improve soil health, enhance water availability, they smother weeds. They can even control pests and disease. But the plants you use is going to be very, very regional specific. But I absolutely agree with you that we need to be stewarding and taking care of our lands responsibly. And it's really hard, especially when you have economic pressures to grow crops. And so there's always a trade-off there. And, you know, folks are usually doing the best that they can is what I've found.
I have I had somebody on this program a few weeks ago who was a person, someone like you doing research, and the focus was restoring native grasslands. And what I learned, because there's so much, everybody, this guy came from the Center for Native Grassland Management, University of Tennessee, and he was talking about obviously the same things you are talking about. The soil is different all around the country, and there are ways of taking the research that's been done. These people have done a lot of research, frankly, you probably know about them, to bring not necessarily organic management, but to bring in the stuff that will help to revitalize the land. And a lot of it, I, for example, in the fields that I'm about to plant this weekend, I'm putting barley and clover into the mix because it grows fast and hopefully will beat out the weeds. And then I bought some native to this part of the country. I bought some native seed from a guy down in Pennsylvania that this researcher recommended to me because it's regional. I think a lot of times we don't necessarily think about regional. We just think about whatever seems to be the most commercially viable. Let's get some of that. And because there's so few people around now doing this, we've basically allowed the sources for grass and seeds in general to get to four big companies. You know, about 80% of all the seeds in the country are controlled by four companies, which is wrong, 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 wrong. But you got to learn how to deal with it, at least for now. And I'm sure that has been part of what you have gone through. Let's pause for a moment here. By the way, that podcast I was talking about, Restoring Native Grasslands, is available at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, along with some other podcasts. So if you want to catch up, just go look at the list of all the conversations that are there. You get some ideas on what can be done in your farm from this program and the podcasts. All American Family Farmer Show podcasts are available without charge at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line, excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey.
Back for a few.
few more minutes here with Dr. Hamutal Cohen, who is enthusiastic, encouraging. I love the conversation about the bees. I think that you've got a real future, not only in all the other things that you're talking about, but the bee thing, because we have such a problem in our country. We haven't talked enough about it. Maybe we spend a few minutes. You know, there are always these questions, finger-pointing. The bees are being killed because of the pesticides, or they're being killed by predators or whatever. What really is going on with bees? And are things as discouraging as we've heard, or is there hope?
I'd love to tell you about bees. So bees are incredibly important because they pollinate a bunch of different stuff. I think they pollinate over 130 different crops. But bee populations are declining, and this is due to a combination of different factors, including pesticides, habitat loss, and disease. So for my PhD, I studied bee disease, and there are over 20 RNA viruses that bees can get. There are bacterial and fungal parasites. There's microsporidium parasites. And the stressors that impact bees can amplify one another. So if I can give an example,
sure.
When I think of having a cold in the past, maybe caused by a virus, I was able to rest and get better. But one time when I was younger, I got a cold and it didn't get better. I wasn't sleeping well. I wasn't eating well. And it turned into pneumonia. So it's the same for bees. They can usually fight off parasites and pathogens. But if they're stressed out from pesticide exposure or they don't have enough food because of habitat loss, mm-hmm. these parasites and pathogens can become deadly. And unfortunately, bee decline and bee disease affects many different species. So, for example, we know that bumblebees in the U.S. are endangered and struggling with these issues.
And so under the circumstances, even the different kinds of bees, right? You're just talking about bumblebees. There are honeybees. There are those horrible big bees that seem to kill everything in its path. You know, some of those things we want not to have around, right? But can we breed the ones? Is there enough facilities around to breed the kind of bees that are helpful all the way around?
Most bees are actually really helpful. So when people think of bees, they think about the honeybee, right? Which honeybees are those charismatic yellow and black bees, live in colonies. Mm-hmm. But honeybees are just one species. And you'll probably never guess this. There's actually 20,000 different species of bees.
Wow.
And in the U.S., there's 4,000. So they come with a diversity of behaviors and habits. And most bees are actually solitary. And they live in the ground or in cavities above ground, maybe in like a dead tree. And they come in an array of colors and sizes. They can be blue, green, yellow, black, you know, brown.
Mm-hmm.
These bees are sweat bees, leaf cutter bees, minor bees, cellophane bees, carpenter bees, bumblebees. And actually, scientists have found that these bees contribute more to pollination than we previously knew. But we're really concerned because these bees, we think, are also declining as well, even though it's harder for us to track what's going on with these wild populations. So usually if you think of, like, an angry bee, you might actually be thinking of a wasp, like a yellow jacket. That's often something that people confuse with bees. But most bees are very, very gentle. They don't want to sting. They don't want to kill things in their path. You know, they eat pollen and nectar.
So we shouldn't be killing them in turn. So the wasp and hornet stuff is different from the bee itself and how we take care of it. What a fascinating conversation. Fascinating the work that you're doing. I wish you well. Thank you for the information and helping me to go off on a couple of toots from my experiences. And hopefully that's all something that folks listening on family farms around the country relate to. Dr. Hamutal Cohen here from the land grant system in Florida, researching, doing a lot of stuff when it comes to bee populations and then how to support your land. Sounds like she's got the straight scoop. Thanks again, Dr. Cohen, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I tend second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing.
53 past the hour on the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, here with some thoughts. I was thinking as we listened to Dr. Cohen about the best practices for cover crops and how to optimize production. There's so much conflicting information because there are so many competing companies and they're focusing on trying to get your business. And oftentimes, as is the case, not necessarily with advertising, but with promotion, it comes from these companies. You don't get the whole story. You don't get the straight story. So, you know, what do you do? How do you decide what you're going to use? I find cereal rye to be good. I just mowed a couple of fields that, you know, it grows through the winter. Use it as a cover crop, but it's also great for straw. So that happens to be what I use, but a lot of people have different requirements. There are people who use they use clover, they use barley. There are a number of different things that are good for the soil, good to maintain it and erosion. I noticed even though this year that there was some erosion, maybe the rye didn't get planted fast enough. It didn't get in the ground until November, so it didn't really have much of a chance to grow until springtime. But it flourished. But I noticed as I was mowing the field the other day that there's a lot of ruts and a lot of runoff there. And I don't like that. So, and usually the cover crop will keep that from happening. All right. Another situation that I find is worthy of comment is the amount of land that is being developed. Farmers who are selling off, farm families who are selling off their land. And what the impact is for this land, 30% of agricultural acreage used to grow the 12 most valuable crops in America has been eaten up in the past 30 years. Think about that. A third of the land used to grow crops, whether to feed cattle, feed humans, whatever, is gone. Because of government policy, the so-called death tax, who's thinking this stuff through? That's, you know, I've noticed the American Farm Bureau Federation, the United Farmers Union, have taken strong positions with this. But because there's so few people that come from the farm, there are so few voices in the Senate and few voices in Congress, that, you know, think about this. In most of the unpopulated states, they have three people that represent them. They have one congressman and they have two senators, and that's it. You know, states like California have a couple of dozen congressmen, New York, Florida, pick a state that's populated, and they get lots of representation. So most of the time, and I found this to be the case when, frankly, when Trump was president, he was a hamburger-eating New Yorker, didn't know from nothing about agricultural farms, and that was shown in his appointment of Sonny Perdue, who was a horror show. So under the circumstances, do we get anything better from Biden? And why do we have to be so dependent on the government anyway? Why can't we use our own experience? Why can't, you know, there's so many government programs now, they've gotten into your business. And I noticed I just got my crop, my report in the mail the other day from the locals that I have to fill out and send back in again. I mean, it's all well and good to keep track of that stuff, but to control as much land, you know, the other side of this is the government, the Bureau of Land Management, you know, there before Black Lives Matter was BLM, BLM was the Bureau of Land Management. That's what BLM meant. And the Bureau of Land Management has taken, when Clinton was president, my God, the government took over hundreds of thousands of acres of land to supposedly protect various species. But when the government takes over land, many of the acres that have been used, as you know, many of you probably are like me, some of the land you use is government-owned, and you lease it from the government. I have hay and corn land, and I use that. As a matter of fact, that's part of what I'm seeding down this weekend. And so the impact of what that control does to you and to your ability to farm, along with the fact that so much land is being eaten up by development, you see, there's, you know, the government will tell you, well, we're trying to do this to help save species or save whatever, however, whoever. I'm just looking at some areas of the country where they have very distinguished crops. They're known for one crop only. And as that land gets eaten up, there is less of that crop around. I think about asparagus and some of the other things. So, I mean, the solution is to have your representation speaking for you about the future of farm lands. That's not being done. Let's see if we can change that. A word to the wise, my thoughts on this movement as we conclude this hour of the American Family Farmer. It's 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.